ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Eliezer Sherwinter. Meseches Sanhedrin is dedicated by Eliman Menachemov, Bizchus Shani Rachel Bas Orna, Yael Bas Orna, and Eliman Gavriel Ben Orna.
We are now running our annual raffle campaign to keep Shas Illuminated going. The grand prize is two round-trip tickets to Eretz Yisrael or a full set of Masifta Shas. The second prize is an Apple Mac Air laptop, and the third prize a full set of the Art School Shas. The price of one ticket is $36 or four tickets for $100. Shas Illuminated runs completely on your donations, so help us today. Go to www.shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS, that is 203-312-7427, to purchase your ticket today and become a partner in changing Daf Yomi forever.
We are now Be'ezus Hashem up to the Gemara Daf Hayin Vav. Our Gemara has the following Shaila B'itay Me'anusas Heminayin. On this, our Gemara says, Omer Abayi Kavachimer Abbas B'itay Onosh Al B'itay Kol Shekein. On this, our Gemara asks, V'chi Ein Shemin Adin? Our Gemara answers by saying, Giloi Mel Sabao Mahu. Rava on the other hand argues in Abayi, and Rava says, Amru Yitzchak Baravdimi Asya Heina Heina Asya Zima Zima. Our Gemara goes on to bring Tony of Wood, Rabbin of Fisher, Amanu, Bitam, and Sase, Hutzrach, Hakos, Vemer, Bas, Ish, Kayen. Our Gemara goes on to say, as Haru, Bitay, Mianu, Sase, Minayen. Bisham, Abai, Rabbi, Mehecha, the Nafku, Einesh, Mihasam, Nafku, who has Hara. Elo, the Tony of Wood, Rabbin, Mai. Omer, Bela, Omer, Kra, Alta, Chalel, Esbit, Chalaz, Naisa. So again, we have three Makaris. As far as Bitim Yanu Sase, according to Abaye, we learn out Bitim Yanu Sase from Bas Bitei. And there is a Kavachimer for Bas Bitei Onosh al Bitei Koshekin, and so too the Azhara for Bitim Yanu Sase is learned out from Bas Bitei. And we do not say, Im Azhir Min Adin, and in Ein Shem Min Adin, since it is only a Gilui Mel Sabaoma. Rav on the other hand argues, and Rav explains that the Makar for Bitim Yanu Sase is based on the Gzeir Shava Asya Heina Heina Asya Zima Zima. According to Avud Rabavin, the Makar for Bitim Yanu Sase is from the Pasuk of Uvas Ish Kayin. As Rashi explains, the Havli Lememer Uvas Kayin, the Kosovish Wemerlach Basish Menu Sase Sheina Basish de Kisecha Wizne Sasavia, Kroimar Shezinsa Meavia Bisrefa. And according to Avuah Rebavin, the makar for the Azhara Bitim Yanu Sase is from the Pasuk of Altachalo Esbit Chalaz Naisa. In the Rambam, in Perek Beis Mehochas Hisur Biyal Chavav, we find that the Rambam says the following halacha, Habal Isha Darach Znos Vahilu Mimen Abbas, Va'af Hal Pishoy Namar Batera Ervas Bit Chalai Segala, Me'achar Shasar Bas Habas Shasak Min Abbas, Visura Min Atera, Vafichach Habal bitay minisuase chayev shtayim, mishom bitay, umishom ervas isho bita. We'll hear from this that the Rambam says, that afa pishonem vetere ervas bitcho isegala, but still me'achar shaaser bas abas shaasak min abas visurim natura. We'll hear one clearly sees that the Rambam paskins like Abaye, that the makar for bitay me'anu sase is from a kavachimer from bas bitay. In Aviezri, we find that Rav Shach asks the following Tmi on the Rambam. What is Pshat in this? The Rambam paskins like Abaye. V'chira, the Halach is like Rava besides for Yal Kagam. And therefore, we should paskin like Rava that the Makar for Bita Me'an Usase is not from a Kavachimer, but rather the Makar for Bita Me'an Usase is based on Xer Shava V'Asya Heina Heina Asya Zima Zima. And V'chira, there is a tremendous Nafkamina between Abaye and Rava. In a case that someone is Baal Bitei Meinusuasai, is he Chayev Shtayim, or is he only Chayev Achas? If we are to say like Abaye that the Makar for Bitei Meinusuasai is based on a Kavachimer from Bas Bitei, then one will be Chayev Shtayim. On the other hand, if we are to say that the Makar for Bitei Meinusuasai is from Xerah Shava from Bas Ishtei, then if someone is Baal Bitei Meinusuase, he should only be chayev achas, since he is only over on one lav of ervas isho bita leisagale. And so to Ocher is mashmos of the Rambam, that once the Rambam says that the Makar Fibita Me Anusasai is from a Kavachemer from Basbita, the Rambam goes on to say, Wafichach Haba Bita Minusuasai Chayev Shtai Mishum Bita Mishum Erasisho Bita. The Wafichach of the Rambam is this, that since the Makar Fibita Me Anusasai is from a Kavachemer from Basbita, for that reason one is Chayev Shtayim. Had the Makar been from the Gzeir Shavav Heina Heina from Ervas Isho Bito Isagala, then one would only be chayv achas and not shtayim. So to explain pshat v'shitas Rambam, one can explain pshat v'shitas Rambam based on this that we find in the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvahs, Mitzvahs loisat seishin lamavav. The Rambam says as follows: Shezironu megvois ervas habas atzma v'zois loisparo b'firish batera va'omnam shasak mimenu ebir hadavar v'galoisai. And the Rambam goes on to say, "V'washin Gemara Krisus al take zereshava kala beinacha shebita echa miguveteira vaylamda akasov elam zereshava." Now, here one can ask a seeming steer on the Rambam and say, "Far mitzvahs." From the Rambam in the beginning is mashma that the Rambam explains that the makar for bita me'anusasai is from a kavochemer from bas habas. As the Rambam says, "V'amnam shasaki menu abira davar v'galoisei ki aser basabenu basabas v'chol shekein habas." And then the Rambam goes on to bring the Gemara in Krisos. That the Gemara in Krisos says, "Al teg zeir shava kala beinecha shebitei echa miguveteir v'olam da akasav ela migzeir shava." So to explain pshat v'shitas Rambam, v'chir one has to say as follows: that the zeir shava is coming to a chadish, that Bita should be included in Bas Habas. And once we have Gzeir Shava, now Bita is included in Bas Habas, since there is a Kavachemer from Bas Habas to Bas. This, that the Kavachemer is not enough, is based on this that we say, in Mazhirin and in Ein Shemin Adin. This, that the Gzeir Shava by itself is not enough, is based on the Rambam Shita in Sefer Mitzvos and Shereshini, that the Rambam is Miyasid. That something which is nilmad be'echad mi'gimol midais is considered midir avonon. And therefore, in order for us to mechayef for bita mi'anusase, one needs gzeir shavat yimechadesh that bita mi'anusase is included in bas bitai, since bitai is more of a karev than bas bitai. Based on this, one can explain this, that the Rambam says in Hulchas Yisrubiyah, that the makar for bita me'anusase is from bas bitai. The Rambam is not paskening like the shita of Abaye, but rather the Rambam is going according to the shita of Rava. And the Rambam explains that the machlokes between Abaye and Rava is this, that according to Abaye, mikavel chomer from bas bitai, we can learn out bita me'anusase. And one does not need a gzeir shava in order to learn out bita me'anusase, since we all say that since it is only a gili malsa balma, for that reason there is no problem of a mashirin and in ein shemin adin. On the other hand, according to Rava, we need the gzeir shava in order for us to say that bita me'anusase should be included in bas bitai. But even according to Rava, after the gzeir shava, bita me'anusase is included in bas bitai. And for that reason, the Rambam goes on to say, "Lefichach, one is chayiv shtayim. If someone was baal bitai me'nisuase, he is chayiv shtayim, since he's being over on two different Yisurim." That is one mahalach with which one can explain pshat b'shitas Rambam. Another mahalach with which one can explain pshat b'shitas Rambam is behektim this, that we find that Tesis asks in our sogya. Tesis asks the following kashan Abaye: how can Abaye say that the makar for bitai me'anusase is from a kavachemer from bas bitai? In the Gemara in Krisos Nafheim and Aleph, one clearly sees that Abaye holds of the gzeir shava, and the makar for bitai me'anusase is based on a gzeir shava. As the Gemara in Krisos says, "Al ti gzeir shava kala beinecha." So to answer the kasha of Tesis of Chir, one can say as follows: that even according to Abaye, the makar for bitai me'anusase is from gzeir shava. Just gzeir shava was mechadesh that bitai me'anusase should be included in bas bitai, since one can learn out bitai me'anusase mikavel chomer from bas bitai. And this, our Gemara says, that the reason why there is no problem of a mazhirin and an ein shemin adin is based on this, that there is a gilui milsa. Our Gemara does not mean to say, like Rashi explains pshat in our Gemara, that since bitai Me'anusase is more of a korev than basbite. Since basbite is mikayach bite kaasya, for that reason, there is no palvim as here in any noinshim adin, but rather our Gemara means to say that there is a gzeira shavu which is megala torn out, bite me'anusase mikaval chimer from basbite. And the giwimos of our Gemara is the gzeira shavu of heina heina zima zima. And for that reason, the Gemara increases nafheim and alaf says, that I'll take Zer Shava Kala Beinacha. And for that reason, based on our Gemara and based on the Gemara Krisas, the Rambam and Sefer and Mitzvahs brings down that the Makar for Bita Me'anusasai is based on the Kavachemer of Abaya and based on Zer Shava, since we find in the Gemara Krisas and Afhemer Aleph that even according to Abaya, one needs Zer Shava. According to this Mahalach, the Machlekes between Abaya and Rav is the Machlekes, if the Gzeir Shavav Asya Heina Heina Zima Zima is enough, or one needs a Kavachemer even after we have a Gzeir Shava. And this Rabbi understands, that one needs a Kavachemer even though we have a Gzeir Shava, is because based on the Gzeir Shava, it would still be considered May Divrei Seifrim. Like we mentioned before, Vashem the Rambam in Shira Sheini. That is another Mahalach where the Chuan can exclaim Shat in the Rambam and Sefer HaMitzvahs. But according to this Malach, again, one has the Kasha of Rav Shach and other Achrenim. As far as this, the Rambam paskins like Abaye and not like Rava, even though Hilchas like Rava besides for Yaal Kagam. But from the Rambam and Hilchas to Mesmeis Perak Aleph, Halacha Beis, it is Mashma, that the Rambam understands that the Makor for Bita Me'anusase is only based on a Kavachemer, and one does not need a Gzeir Shava. And the reason why there's no problem of a mazhirin and in ancient and adin is only because we say giwi masa ba'oma. As the Rambam says, that in tumas masa b'meis midivrei seifrim ela din teirah, even though it is not mefurish b'teirah, the din of tumas masa b'meis, and the whole makar for tumas masa b'meis is based on a kavol chomer, but still the Rambam says that the din of tumas masa b'meis is a din teirah. And the Rambam goes on to explain, V'yirali shezeh sheshasak yimena ha-kosav k'derach sheshasak mi-isr ha-bas, v'fi sha'asar b'feira sha'filu bas ha-bas. And even though as far as Tumas Masa b'meis, there is no gzir shava, but still the Rambam says that it is considered a din teira, since the Kavachemer is only a gilei melsa ba'om, as we find in the Kesef Mishnah. And as long as the Kavachem is only a Gilei Melsa Balma, for that reason, it is considered a Din Mei Dinei Torah. From the Rambam and Hilchos to Mesmeis, according to the Mahalach of the Kesem Mishnah, it is Mashma, that this of the Rambam says in Shir Sheni, that Anoma Me'echa Migamo Mideis is not considered a Din Torah, but rather it is only considered Midivei Seifrim, is the reason behind this that we say, Emashirin and in Ein Shem and Adin, this that we say, Emashirin and in Ein Shem and Adin, is based on this that something that is Noman Be'echa Migomidus is only considered Mei Divrei Seifrim, and therefore Emashirin and in Ein Shem and Adin. But as far as something which is considered a Gilui Mulsa, Abai understands that a Kavachemer, which is a Gilui Mulsa, is no longer considered Mei Divrei Seifrim, but rather it is considered a Din Torah. And therefore, one does not have the problem of a mazhirin and in ein shimin adin by such a kavachemer, since such a kavachemer is considered a din Torah. It is no longer considered midivrei seifrim. So again, from the Rambam and Hilchos to Mesmeis, it is mashma that the Rambam paskins like Abaye that a kavachemer which is a gilui mulsa does not have the problem of a mazhirin and in ein shimin adin even without a gzeira shava. And therefore, one has both the kasha of Shach and the achrinim. As far as this, the Rambam paskins like Abaye, and so too one has to understand pshat in the Rambam and Sefer HaMitzvahs, that the Rambam brings down both the Kavachemer and the Gzeira Shava. So to explain pshat in this, the Rambam paskins like Abaye, I'd like to makdim the following hakdama. In our Gemara, we find a machlokes between Abaye and Rava. If by gilui milsa v'alma we will say, or we will say, in ancient ve mazhirim and adin. According to Abaye, by Gilui Mulsa Balma we say, ancient mazhirim and adin. On the other hand, according to Rava, even by Gilui Mulsa Balma, but still we will say, in ancient ve mazhirim and adin. In the Sanhedrin Tana, we find that the Sanhedrin Tana explains Pshat and Machlokes between Abaye and Rava as follows. That's a machlokes between Abaye and Rav is a machlokes as far as how to explain pshat. In this, that we say in ein shemei mashir min adin. Abaye understands this, that we say in ein shemei mashir min adin, is as we find in Rashi before in Daf Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph. The Rashi explains this, that in ein shemei min adin is because since on them don kavachomer me'atzmei, for that reason in ein shemei furish b'Torah. And therefore, by kavachomer, which is a gili melsa ba'alma, one has an einish vazhara hamefurish b'Torah. And therefore, by such a kavachomer, which is a gili melsa ba'alma, we will say ein shemei mashir min adin. This, the Rava argues, is because Rava understands pshat and halach having ein shemei min adin, like you find the Marsha before Nav Samech Daon on a base. Deshamazah sha'asa veira chamur mizu einay miskaper ba'inish hamefurish b'kala mimena. And therefore, even if one has a kavachim, which is a gili melsa ba'oma, but still we will say, ein ein shemei adin, since maybe by naveira chamura mimena, an einish kala is not enough. That is how the Sanhedrin Katana explains pshat l'machlekes between Abaye and Rava. Now, one can explain pshat l'machlekes between Abaye and Rava with a different mahalach. And one can explain that the machlekes between Abaye and Rava is a machlekes as far as this, that we say, Einoin shem v'mashir min adin. According to Abai, this that we say einoin shem v'mashir min adin is because something which is nilmad be'echad migimol mides is not considered a din midinei Torah, but rather it is only considered a din midivrei seifrim. And for that reason, there is halacha of a mashir v'einoin shem min adin. And for that reason, by a kavachim, which is a gili melsa ba'alma, one does not have that problem. And therefore, by a kavachim, which is a gili melsa ba'alma, we will say ein shin umashir min adin. This the Rava argues, and Rava understands that even by a kavachim, which is a gili melsa ba'alma, but still we will say ein shin umashir min adin, is because Rava understands that halacha in ein shin umashir min adin has nothing to do with this. That something which is nomad be'achan migal midas is only considered midavei seifrim, but rather Rava understands that there is halacha of ein ein shem v'mashir min adin, and there is gzeiras hakasav, which is nilmad from achayse min ha'av min ha'em, that ein ein shem v'mashir min adin. And this halacha only applies to a kavachomer, not to any of the other yud gimel midas. And since, according to Rava, this that we say ein ein shem v'mashir min adin is gzeiras hakasav by kavachomer, that in ein shem v'mashir min adin, for that reason, Rava understands that this halacha applies even to kavachomer, which is a gili melsa ba'alma. These two tzadim, as far as how to understand ein ein shem v'mashir min adin, l'chir is the basis of the machlokes that we find in the Gemara in Makos and Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. If one can learn out ein ein shem min adin from ein mashir min adin, as we find in the Gemara Makos Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, the Gemara explains that there is a machlokes tanoim if one can learn out ein shem min adin from ein mashir min adin. If we are to explain that the halacha of ein mashir min adin is because we say that something which is nomad be'echad migimol midas is only considered midivrei seifrim, then we will say that just like ein mashir min adin, since it is only considered midivrei seifrim, so to ein shem min adin. On the other hand, if we are to explain that halacha of ein mashir min adin is gzeiras hakasav by a kavachomer, that ein mashir min adin, then we are not able to learn out einish from azhar, but rather one needs a special gzeiras hakasav by einish, that in ein shem min hadin. Based on this, one can say that the Rambam in Hilchos Shkagos Perkei Halach Gimel, who paskins like the Mandamar, that one can learn out einish from azhar. For that reason, the Rambam paskins like the Shita of Abaye, that by a kavachomer, which is a gili melsa ba'alma, we will say ein shin umashir min adin. And therefore, even though generally speaking, the halacha is like Rava, not like Abaye, besides v'yol kegam, that is only where Abaye and Rava are not arguing in a previous machlokes tanoim. But if Abaye and Rava are arguing in a place where we find a machlokes tanoim, then if we paskin like the other Tana, then so too one can paskin like Abaye. And therefore the Rambam says that as far as the kavachim, which is a gili melsa ba'amo, we will say ein shin umashir min adin. That is a chira how one can explain Pshat in our Gemara and explain Pshat v'shitas Rambam. In our Gemara, we find that Rava explains that the Makar for Bitim Yanusase is based on Xer Shava. Well, here one can ask, from this, the Rambam says in Sherisheni that anything which is Nilma Be'echa Migimol Midais is not considered Midivitaya, but rather it is only considered Midivay Seifrim, which is the kasha that the Ramban asks in Sherisheni on the Shita of the Rambam. So to answer this kasha, we find that the Rambam in Mitzvah Sloisa Seishin Amavav says as follows, that Elu Hadvorim Kuam Kabola Meashriach Olav Hashom Vein Pirish Mekobo Kmeshbiyarne Vepsichas Chiburinu Hagodo Vefeirosh HaMishnah. Va'omnam Shasak HaKosim Milazachar Liyaysa Efshar Leslama Begzer Shava. V'zel Winyan Amram Leilamda HaKosav Elam Begzer Shava Vehispik Amram Gof HaTorah. In other words, the Rambam explains that that there is an Isra Bitim Yanusase, and this, that there is a Chir Sreifa by Bitim Yanusase, is because there is a Pirush HaMakobo Me'alacha Moshe Misinai that Bita is included in Bas Bita. This, the Rava explains, that the Makar for Bitim Yanusase is from Xer Shava, is because Rava is coming to explain Pshat, in this, that the Pasuk did not mention Bita. The reason why the Pasuk did not mention Bita is because the Pasuk was Seimech on Xer Shava. And for that reason, the Gemara in Kriso says, I'll take Xer Shava Kala Beinacha, because the reason why the Torah did not mention Bita is because the Torah was Seimech on Xer Shava. But this, that there is an Iser by Bita, and this, that there is a Chir Seifa by Bita, is because Bita is a Perish HaMakobo Me'alacha L'Moshe Misinai Pshat in the Pasuk of Bas Bita. And for that reason, it is considered a din, mei din Torah. And for that reason, we will not apply this, as the Rambam says in Sherisheni, that a davar hanilmad be'echa migimol midas is only halacha mei divrei seifrim, since again, the makar for the halacha is a perish hamakobo mei halacha l'moshe misinai. That is how the Rambam explains pshat in Rava. From this, the Rava says that there is a problem of in ein shem and adin, even though it is a pirush hamakobo me'alacha l'moshe misinai, from here one sees that even as far as a pirush hamakobo me'alacha l'moshe misinai, but still we will say ein ein shem ve'ein mazhirim min adin, and the Torah would not have been seimech on a kavah chomer. Only as far as Xer Shava do we say al t'Xer Shava kal beinacha, and the Torah was seimech on Xer Shava, and for that reason the Torah did not mention bitai. Now let us go on to the next sugya. Our Gemara goes on to ask the following kasha maska for Rabbi Yaakov Achua der Bacher by Yaakov. Hay al techalu es bitcho as noisa lahachi udasa. Hay boy leo katatanya al techalu es bitcho as noisa. Yaakov akoina meisi es bita yu levi vi yisa al kasa medaber. Tamad leo mer las noisa bechilo shab is nos ha kasa medaber. Bim moisa es bita yishu leo shem ishos. Now as far as the Isser, oi techalu es bitcho as noisa, we find a tremendous machlokes harishanim. The Rambam explains that the Issa v'sechal esbitcho as neisa is referring to an av who is meiser esbitai for a bia without ksuva v'kiddushin. And if the av is meiser esbitai l'bia without ksuva v'kiddushin, the av is over and the Issa v'sechal esbitcho as neisa. Which is the Rambam Moshitasi who explains that the Isra Voisia Kadesha Mibnesia soil is an Isra Shoilave al Isha Bleksuva Ubele Kidushin. And as the Rambam explains, the Rambam says, Ukfar Nechpela has Horabazayin Beloshan Acher Vomeratachalas Bitcho as Nisa. In other words, both Isurim, both the Isra Voisia Kadesha and the Isra Voisachalas Bitcho as Nisa, are both based on the same Yisraid that there is an Isra Tiba al Isha Bleksuva Ubelekidushin. This though needs a pasuk Vasechal es bitcho as neisas, as the Rambam explains, is because since Kvar Koda Midina Vyisala Shabayo Besua Bain Shim Afata Yoines and Yechayev Shamainish and Oinshim, Elaknas Maman Lavad Vishayisa Isak Meshes Bar Bekosov. For that reason, I would have thought that the Isser being Baal Isha Bleksuva Ubelekidushin is only a din dover shebemamin, and therefore the av should have the ability to meiser es bitay v'shem znos without ksuva v'kiddushin. For that reason, when he's a pasuk to mechadish that there's an iser v'atachal es bitcho as neisa to mechadish, that the iser to bal isha boi ksuva boi kiddushin has nothing to do with mamin. And it is not a din dover shebemamin, but rather there is an iser to bal isha boi ksuva v'kiddushin. That is how the Rambam explains Pshat in the Pasuk V'atachal es bitcho as noisa. The Ramban on the other end argues on the Rambam, and the Ramban explains that as far as the Iser V'atachal es bitcho as noisa, the Iser V'atachal es bitcho as noisa is only if he's meiser, his bas to someone who ain't kiddushin tevsim b'hem. Only to someone who ain't kiddushin tevsim b'hem do we see that bia as a bia shal zenos. And therefore, in order to be over the Iser, V'atachal es bitcho as noisa, one needs someone who ain't kiddushin tevsim b'hen. That is how the Ramban explains the Iser, V'atachal es bitcho as noisa. In the Ran, in our sugi, we find the third mahalach as far as how to explain the Iser, V'atachal es bitcho as noisa. And the Ran explains that even though we do not pass Kenoi Kerbalazar before in Daphne Aleph, from an Aleph who says, that upon a haba'a la p'nuya sa'azina, but still there is an iser v'atachal es bitcho as nisa, if he is mafgir es bitay was nos. Ezeron goes on to explain that the iser v'atachal es bitcho as nisa is based on this, that the pasuk says, mola ha'aret zima. That is how the Ramban explains the iser v'atachal es bitcho as nisa. So again, according to the Ramban, the iser v'atachal es bitcho as nisa is only if he is mafgir es bitay was nos. On the other hand, according to the Rambam, the iser v'atachal es bitcho as nisa is if he is moiser his bas lebia without ksuva v'kiddushin. According to the Ramban, the iser v'atachal es bitcho as nisa is if he is moiser es bitay to someone who ain't kiddushin tevsim by. Those are the three shittas of the Rishonim that we find as far as how to explain the iser v'atachal es bitcho as nisa. Now, as far as who is muzer in the Iser v'atachal es bitcho as nisa, we find that the Teres Kainim in Parashas Kedeshim says as follows: Ve'eze ze ze amoisa l'chaveri bitay pnuya shaloi l'shem ishos, v'chein hameseres atzma shaloi l'shem ishos. From the Teres Kainim, one clearly sees that the Isha herself has an Iser to meseres as atzma shaloi l'shem ishos. Now, as far as the Makar, that there is an iser for the isha herself to meiseres es atzma v'bia shaloi l'shem ishos, we find the machlokes harishonim. The Ran explains that the makor for the isha is from this, that the pasuk goes on to say v'yisizna ha'aretz, and from v'yisizna ha'aretz we learn out that there is an iser of bia shaloi l'shem ishos. And the Ran goes on to say that from the pasuk of Yisizna Aretz, we were now not only as far as the Isha herself is concerned, but rather even as far as the Baal is also over on an Isra of Yisizna Aretz. That is how the Ran explains Pshat in the Drosha of the Teres Kayanim. On the other hand, in the Arama, we find that the Arama explains another Mahalach as far as how to explain the Drosha of the Teres Kayanim. And the Arama says, Kri Beinami El bitcho as nisa. In other words, we darshan the pasuk of Yisachal es bitcho as nisa, that there is an iser for the bas herself to meiseres es atzma v'bia shaloi l'shem ishos. According to Ramah, l'chir will come out that the iser only applies to the av or the bas herself, but the iser will not apply to the bayal. Now, according to the Rambam, who understands that the pasuk v'atachal es bitcho as nisa is a giloi in the iser of oisia kedeshim ibnei Yisrael, then one can explain pshat in the Teres Kainim as follows. This that the Teres Kainim says that an isha meiseres atzma is also over in an iser. Teres Kainim means that an isha meiseres atzma is over in an iser of oisia kedeshim ibnei Yisrael. And the pasuk v'atachal es bitcho as nisa is just a giloi in the lav of oisia kedeshim mei b'nei Yisrael. That is a chira, how one can explain pshat in the Teres Kainim according to the shita of the Rambam. So again, according to the Ran, the pasuk is coming to mechadesh that there is an iser of being mafkeres b'teilas nos, and this iser applies to everyone, since the iser is dependent upon this, that the pasuk goes on to say u'mola ha'aretz ima, and as we find in Teiras Kainim, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Omer mitoch shuba nashim harbe ve'ene yodea eize mehem ba. V'hi shekibla me'anoshem harbe, v'en yodas me'eze me'am kibla, shogag v'nosa l'bitei, shogag v'isiyah l'bnei nimtza hu nosi l'bitei u'v'nei l'achesai, nimtza me'maleis kol o'il mamzerim. That is according to the Mahalach of the Ran. According to the Ramban, the Iser of Atachalas Bitcho as Nesa is referring to someone who is Meiser v'spitei to someone she'en kidushin teivsin bai. And as Ramban says in Sefer HaMitzvahs, the pasuk of Atachalo Esbitcho as Nisa is coming to Mechadish, that there is a chiyuv for Acherim sheyimnu Oisa, and this chiyuv applies both to the Av, and as Ramban goes on to say, this chiyuv applies to Beis Din as well, based on this, that the pasuk goes on to say, Voisizna Ha'aretz, that the Av and Beis Din are Achroim, that is, no should not take place. And Znos refers to a bia with someone she'en kiddush and taiv simbai. Only such a bia is considered a bia shal Znos. The Rambam on the other hand explains that the pasuk about techal es bitchal as neisa is a kefel and a giloy in the lav of oisia kedesha mevin eis Yisrael. And there is an iser to yubayal b'loi ksuva u b'loi kiddushin. That is how the Rambam explains pshat in the drasha about the chalo es bit chalaz noisa. In our Gemara, we find that our Gemara says as follows: Famisian somach leperkan ov akasav oimer viodata ki shalom alecha ufakadaton avecha vilei sacheta. Now, as far as how to explain somach leperkan, we find a tremendous machlokes harishanim. Rashi explains somach leperkan is referring to ba'idam ketanim. And so too we find in Tesis, that Tesis explains that Samoch HaPerkan is referring to Ba'edam K'tanim. And for that reason, Tesis asks from the Gemara Nivamas Navkof Yubesim and Aleph, that the Gemara says, Rabbanan were not Mesaken Yisuin Lakatan. On the other hand, in the Rambam and Hochas Ishas Parakadav HaChavah, we find that the Rambam says as follows, Imesin es HaKatan at Shabaitken Oisev Yedin Bei Shehevi Simonim. Now, as far as how to explain Pshat Peshitas HaRambam, we find the tremendous Machlokes HaAchronim. The Beis Yosef explains Peshitas HaRambam that according to the Rambam, one eats Shanim V'Simanim in order to be Messiah. But before he was a Giyoch HaShanim V'Hei V'Simanim, one cannot be Messiah. In other words, one needs to have an actual God in order to be Messiah. That is how the Beis Yosef explains Pshat Peshitas HaRambam. On the other hand, in Shuvas of B'chaim Kain and Ibn Ezra Siman Aleph, we find that B'chaim Kain argues, and B'chaim Kain explains Pshat V'shitas HaRambam, that as long as he is Hevi Simonim, that itself is enough to be Messiah, and one does not need Sheigia L'chlash on him, but rather, even if he is still a Katan, as long as he is Hevi Simonim, we will apply this that our Gemara says, that a Messian Samach Leperkan Ova Kasavimer Viodata Kisholim Alecha Vakadaton Avecha Veloi Sacheta. Now, as far as how to explain Pshat Peshitas HaRambam, that the Rambam understands, according to the Mahalach of the Beis Yosef, that one needs Higiyo Chashonim Vehevi Simonim in order to be Messiah, we find that the Beis Yosef explains that Pshat and the Rambam is based on this that Tesis asks, that Rabbanu were not Mesaken Yisuin Wakatan. And since Rabbanu were not Mesaken Yisuin Wakatan, for that reason, the Be'ila will be a Be'ila Sinos. And for that reason, one has to wait, Shigio Chashanim Behevi Simonim. But now one has to understand Pshat and Rashi and Tesis. What is Pshat in this that Rashi and Tesis understand? That one can even be Mesiai Wakatan, even though Rabbanu were not Mesaken Yisuin Wakatan, or hear what happened to this, that his Be'ila is Be'ilas Nos. So to explain Pshat Peshitas Rashi V'Tesis, we find that the Beis Meir, and so too in the Tshuvas, Tshuvas Chen Simon and Tess explain, the Rashi and Tesis understand that as long as the Isha is Miuched Eslai, even though there is no Kiddush and Nisuin, but still the Be'ila is not considered Be'ilas Nos. Only by an Isha She'ina Miuchedes do we consider the Be'ilah as Be'ilas Nos. This that the Rambam argues is because the Rambam understands that any bia without ksuva v'kiddushin is considered a bias nos, and therefore one has the iser of bias nos. That is how the Truas Chain and the Beis Meir exclaim pshat in the sheet of Rashi and Tesis. But uchira from this that Tesis proves in Gemara ksuvas natsadi med aleph that the bia is not considered bias nos. Based on this, that we find that a katan chesiu aviv isha ksuvasa kayemes. From Tesis, one sees that there is more than just a yichud, and for that reason, one has a ksuvan. We will say ksuvasa kayemes. Well, here one has to understand if rabbanu were not mesaka nisuin wakatan, what does one have for us to say ksuvasa kayemes? And so, too, we find in Tesis yivames masamach beis and a beis. And so too in the Mordechai in the beginning of Perak HaBal Yevimtai, that Tosis and the Mordechai both say, "Lahachi takinu einisun doi havya bilase bi'ilas nos." Now one has to understand, if Rabbanu were not mesaka nisun or katan, what do Tosis and the Mordechai mean by saying, "Lahachi takinu einisun doi havya bilase bi'ilas nos"? So to explain Pshat and Tesis and the Mordechai Lecher, one can say as follows, that even the Rabbanu were not Mesakin, a Kinyan Yisuin by a Katan, but still Rabbanu were Mesakin that by a Katan, one has Ishus. And since there is Ishus for that reason, the Bia is no longer considered a Bias in us. And so too for that reason, the Mishnah in Ksuva says, that Ksuvasa Kayames. That is another Mahalach with which one can explain Pshat and the Shita of Rashi and Tesis, that Samocha Perkon is even referring to Ba'idon Ketanim. In the Berahitiv, in Ebenezer, Simon Amadalitz of Katan Tes, we find that the Berahitiv says that as far as being Mevorech, Berkaseus, and Nisuim, and Nisui Katan is dependent upon this Machlekes Harishainim, if there is a heter lahasi isha lakatan or not. If we are to say that there is a heter lahasi isha lakatan like the shita of Rashi and Tesis, then so too one will be able to mevarech berakas eres im nisuin. On the other hand, if we are to hold like the Rishenim that there is an iser lahasi isha lakatan, and the bia of a katan is considered bias nos, for that reason, one cannot be mevarech berakas eres im nisuin. From this, that the Berahitiv says that according to Rashi and Tesis, one can mevarech berkaseiris haminisuin. From here one sees that there is an eiris haminisuin taking place midrabanan, and therefore one has the ability to mevarech berkas eiris haminisuin, which as we mentioned before is a shita of Tesis nivames namsamach beis, and so too is a mashmos of our Tesis as well. So again, b'shitas Rambam we find the tremendous machlikas achrenim. If according to the Rambam one needs higiyo chalshanim vehevi simanim or not. The Beis Yosef understands that according to the Rambam one needs shigiyo chalshanim vehevi simanim. On the other hand, according to Ibrahim Kain explains pshat v'shitas Rambam that all one needs is this, that he was hevi simanim, even if he was not higiyo chalshanim. According to Rashi and Tesis, on the other hand, Rashi and Tesis understand that afiu ba'idei katan, one has the halacha of our Gemara of Samoch HaPerkon, even if the katan did not bring simonim. In the Torah and the Mechaber and Ibn Ezra Simon Aleph of Gimel, we find that the Torah and the Mechaber say that all one needs is higiyo chalshanim, and one does not need shehevi simonim. As the Mechaber says, in Amaktim we see Isha miben Yigimel mitzvah min amovchar, avol kodim Yigimel, vo yisa da havei kiznos. Now, one has to understand pshat in the Torah and the Mechaber. The Torah and the Mechaber is not like the Shita of Rashi and Tesis, and so too, the Mechaber is not like the Shita of the Rambam. According to Rashi and Tesis, even before Yigimel, we do not say Bilase Bilas Nos, and we say Hamaktim, we say Isha, even before Yigimel, is a mitzvah min Amovchar. And according to the Rambam, even if he was a Gila Chalshanim, but still one needs Shehevi Simonim in order for us to say that Amaktim we say Isha Mitzvah Min Amovchar. And according to the Mahalach of Rabbi Chaim Kain Beshitas HaRambam, all one needs is Hevi Simonim, even if he was not Higiel Chalshanim, we do not say that Kredim and Gimel Yisa, the Have Bilasi Bilasinus. So to explain Pshat, Peshitas, Hator, V'Mechaber, Ocher, one can say as follows, that the Torah and the Mechaber understand this, that the Rambam says, that one needs Shigil Chalshonim V'Hevi Simonim, is because the Rambam is also a Shitasei, that the Iser to Yubayel Be'ila, without Ksuva V'Kiddushin, is an Iser Menat Torah. And even by an Isham Yuchedesli, but still there is an Iser Menat Torah, which is either based on the Lav of Lysia Kedesha, as we find in the Magen Mishnah in Perek Aleph Milchas Ishos, and the Rivash in Simon Shin Tzadiches, or as we find in the Marit and in the Goyin in Ebenezer Simon Chavav Sev Katan Ches, that the Iser Menat Torah is an Iser Asay based on the Pasuk of Ki Yikach Ish Isha, which means Al Yedei Kiddushin. And since, according to the Rambam, there is an Iser Menat Torah to Yubayel an Isha without Kiddushin, for that reason one needs Shigila Chashanim Vehevi Simonim in order for us to know Mitam Vade that he is a Gadol. On the other hand, according to the other Rishanim, who understand that Menat Torah there is no Iser, at least by an Isha HaMiyuchedes, and the entire Iser is only an Iser Midrabanon, for that reason the Torah and the Mechaber say that all one needs is Higila Chashanim Afiloi Hevi Simonim. As long as he was a Gila Chashanim, now one has a Chazaka Durava that he brought Simonim, and we have a Chazaka Durava that he is a Gadol. And as far as Dine Durabonim, we are Semech on the Chazaka Durava to prove that he is a Gadol. And for that reason, the Torah and the Mechaber both say that all one needs is a Gila Chashanim Afiloi Hevi Simonim. That is a Chira, how one can explain Pshat in the Torah and the Mechaber. Now getting back to the Mahalach of Reb Chaim Kohen Veshitas HaRambam, Reb Chaim Kohen explains Veshitas HaRambam that all one needs is Hevi Simonim Afiloi Hegiel Chalshonim Ocher. One has to understand, what is the Maila of this, that he was Hevi Simonim if he was not Hegiel Chalshonim? So to explain Pshat Veshitas HaRambam, according to Reb Chaim Kohen Ocher, one can explain Pshat Veshitas HaRambam with one of two Mahalachim. Reb Chaim Kohen explains Pshat as follows, that even according to the Rambam, the Iser of Be'ilas Nos, Ba'oidei Katan, is only an Iser Midrabanan. But I tell you, there is no Iser. And even though according to the Rambam, there is an Iser Midrabanan, even by an Isha Hamil Chedesloi, but that is only based on the Pasuk of Kikach Ishisha, like the Marit and the Goyin that we mentioned before. And since a Katan is not included in the Parasha of Kikach Ishisha, since he is not an Ish, for that reason one does not have the Iser Asay of Kiikach Hashisha, and all we are left with is the Iser Midrabanan. And therefore, as long as he is Hevi Simonim, now one has a Safik Gadol, as we find in the Gemara Nida, that by Hevi Simonim there is a Safik if he is considered a Gadol or not. And since the entire Iser is only an Iser Midrabanan, for that reason we will say Sveika Drabanan Wakula. That is one way with which one can explain Pshat Veshitas HaRambam according to the Mahalach of Reb Chaim Kohen. Another Mahalach with which one can explain Pshat Veshitas HaRambam according to the Mahalach of Reb Chaim Kohen is by saying that even though there is no problem that the Bia is considered Bias Nos, but still one needs Shehevi Simonim in order that one should not have the Iser of a man's face HaRaves HaTzmeya. This, our Gemara says, B'samach le'perkan, our Gemara means to say that one needs Shehevi Simonim in order to take care of their problem of a man's face harava es hatzmeya. That is another Mahalach with which one can explain Pshat, B'shitas HaRambam, according to the Mahalach of Reb Chaim Kohen. Based on this, one can say this, that we find that the B'seisu explains Pshat, B'shitas HaRambam, that we need Shigil Chalshonim Vehevi Simonim, this that one needs Hevi Simonim, is not an order that he should be a Vadai Gadol Menat Torah, but rather this that one needs Shehevi Simonim is in order to take care of the problem of a man's face Harava Es Hatzmeya. With Shonim by itself, one will still have the problem of a man's face Harava Es Hatzmeya, like one sees in the Havmin of our Gemara according to this Mahalach. And therefore one needs Samach Leperkan in order to take care of the problem of a man's face Harava Es Hatzmeya. That is another Mahalach with which one can explain Pshat Veshitas HaRambam according to the Mahalach of the Beis Yosef. Now let's go on to the next sugya. Our Gemara says that the pasuk of a man sveiser aves atzmei is referring to someone who is machser aveido akusi. And as far as someone who is machser aveido akusi, all of akos of aimer, a man sveiser aves atzmei o yoiva Hashem sloyach loy. Now as far as the iser to machser aveido akusi, we find that Rashi explains the iser as follows. That a machser aveido akusi hishve v'chiber kusi l'yisoel, umare ba'atzmai sh'ashavas aveda eina chashuvoi mitzvas b'yoi, sh'afo kusi l'yisakein, sh'loi nitztava aleyem. In the Rambam, on the other end of Perkei Aleph, Milchus Gzeila v'aveda v'chagimel, we find that the Rambam explains pshat in the iser of ashavas aveda l'kusi with a different malach, and the Rambam explains that the iser to machser aveda l'kusi is because he is machser k'idei oivei aveira. According to the Shita of the Rambam, we find in the Baragayla and Chosha Mishpat at the beginning of Simon Reish Samachvav that the Baragayla says that according to the Rambam, the entire Isser is only by a guy who is Oyvel Aveda Zara. Since by a guy who is Oyvel Aveda Zara, by being Machzer Aveda to a guy, he is being Machzer Kidei Oyve Aveda. Avalakum Shemekayim Mitzvaysav Leika Isser Baza. If a guy is Mekayim Sheva Mitzvah Pnei Noyach, as far as such a guy is concerned, there is no iser l'achser aveda l'akom, since then one is no longer being machzik yidei oivre aveira. On the other hand, according to Rashi, even by a guy who is mekayim shavim mitzvahs b'nei noyach, but still one will have the iser to machzir aveda l'akom, since again he is mare ba'atzmei sh'ashavas aveda eina chashuvoi mitzvahs b'yoi, sh'afo kusi u'isakein sh'loi nitztava aleyem. In the Mishnah Machshirin we find that the Mishnah says the following halacha. If someone found a tinek moshach, imechta akam umechta yisal ein chayv l'achzer. On the other hand, if it is roiv yisal the machzir navidasai, since as linon basar roiv, in the Rosh we find that the Rosh explains this by roiv yisal machzir navidasai, is even though there is an iser l'achzer aveda l'akum, but still we are seimech haroiv. From this that the Rosh says, that one needs the halacha of roiv in order to take care of the iser l'achzer aveda l'akum. From the Rosh one sees that the Rosh argues on Rashi. According to Rashi, since the entire iser l'achzer aveda l'akum is only because he is being mashva akum yisal and he is being mara ba'atzmai, she'ashavas aveda eina chashuvoi mitzvas b'yoi, then even by mechzi yisal mechzi akum, if he is being mashva aveda, al atzah that he is Yisrael, then one will not have the Isser being machzer aveda l'akum, and one will not even have a Safik Isser. According to Rashi, this that we find that the Mishnah Machshirin says, that be mechza akum and mechza Yisrael ein chayv l'achzer, this one is not chayv l'achzer, is not because there is a Safik Isser, but rather this that he is not chayv l'achzer, is because we will say hamitzi mechaveray olav harayya. So from the Rosh again, L'chir one clearly sees that the Rosh argues on Rashi, and so to L'chir from the Rosh one sees that the Rosh argues on the Rambam as well, according to the Rambam who explains Pshat and the Isser, that the Isser is because one is being machzik yidei oivre aveira by Rav Yisrael, L'chir one is not being machzik yidei oivre aveira, since the Tinek HaMoshach himself has a din leilech achra roiv, and therefore the Tinek HaMoshach himself has a din to be noyeg like Yisrael. And for that reason, by being machzer aveda to a tinek hamushvach, he is not being machzer kidei oivre aveira. So from the Rosh L'chir one sees that the Rosh understands that the iser l'achzer aveda l'akum is an iser similar to this that we find that there is an iser of lo yisachanim. But the iser has nothing to do with this, and he is mara ba'atzmei sh'ashavas aveda eina chashuvoi mitzvas b'yoi. And so too, the Isra has nothing to do with being machzik yidei oivre aveira. In Rashi, in Ksuvas Naftesvav and Rebeis, we find another mahalach as far as how to explain pshat in the Isra l'achzer aveda l'akum. And Rashi explains that the Isra l'achzer aveda l'akum is based on this, that he is mashve akum achashivason shel Yisrael. And for that reason, the pasuk says, O yoive Hashem sloyach loy. With this, that he's being machzer aveda l'akum, he is showing that he compares a guy to a Yisrael. That is how Rashi in Ksuvos explains Pshat in the Isser of Lahachzer Aveda La'akum. Rashi in Ksuvos goes on to say, this how we find that the Mishnah Machshirin says that by Rav Yisrael it is Dinei Kiyisrael Lahachzer Aveidasai, and the Mishnah does not say that by Rav Yisrael it is Dinei Kiyisrael as far as Achayisi is concerned, is because the Mishnah is coming to tell us the bigger chiddush that we are even machzer le'avedasai. And even though, generally speaking, there is an iser l'hachzer aveda la'akum, but still by Rav Yisrael we are machzer le'avedasai. V'chir, one can ask the following to me on Rashi, according to the way Rashi explains the iser of being machzer aveda la'akum, that the iser is because he's being mashva akum Yisrael. As long as he's being machzer al atzad that he is Yisrael, he is no longer being mashva akum Yisrael. And therefore it is pashat that one does not have the iser of a man's face haroves atzmeo yoyva Hashem esloyach loy. And therefore one has to understand what is the chiddush of this that by Yisrael we are machzer le'avedasai. That is a chiddush that to me that one can ask in Rashi and Ksuvis, v'divrei Rashi and Ksuvis tzrichin iyun. Now let us go on to the next sugya. In our Gemara we find that Rava explains that there is a machlekes between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel as far as chamoise la'achar misa. And Rava says chamoise la'achar misa ika b'inayu. Rabbi Shmuel savar chamoise la'achar misa b'sreifa. Rabbi Kiva savar yisura ba'oma. Now as far as how to explain pshat b'shitas Rabbi Kiva, we find a tremendous machlekes harishenim. Rashi explains that according to Bekiva, this that we say Yisura Ba'oma means that all there is an Aror Sheichiv Im Chesantai, but there is no Lava Kores by Chamoise La'Charmisa according to Rabbi Akiva. On the other hand, in the Rambam, in Perek Beis Mehochot Yisura Ba'oma Chazayim, we find that the Rambam says that even by Chamoise La'Charmisa, one has an Isur Lav and a Chiv Kores. This, that according to Bekiva, we are reminded Chamoise Acharmisa is only as far as Shreifa is concerned. And so too we find in Tesis Nivames and of Tzalidah on the base that Tesis Nivames explains that the entire miyot of Acharmisa according to Bekiva is only as far as Shreifa, and not as far as the Lav and the Chiv Kares. In the Rambam we find that the Rambam goes on to say that even as far as Bas Ishtei, Ubas Bito, Bas Beno, La'achar Misa, Ishtei, one does not have a Chiyuv Sreifa, La'achar Misa, all one has is Kares. And we learn out from the Miot of Chamoisa, La'achar Misa, that so too as far as Bas Ishtei, there is no Chiyuv Sreifa, La'achar Misa, Ishtei. In the Keraneira Nivomis, we find that the Keraneira says that according to the Shita of Rashi, it is Mochach, that by Bas Ishtei La'achar Misa As Ishtei there is a Chiyuv Sreifa. Since had there not been a Chiyuv Sreifa, so too one will not have an Iser Lav Vekores just like by Chamoisai. And therefore, what is the Iser by Bas Ishtei La'achar Misa if one does not have an Aura by Bas Ishtei, but rather one only has an Aura by Chamoisai? And since there is an Iser Bas Ishtei La'achar Misa, it is Mochach that so too there is a Chiyuv Sreifa as well. That is the Shita of the Keraneira, according to Rashi. But as we mentioned before in our Shira on the Fine Hay from the Ritva and Yivamis, it is Mashma, that the Ritva and Yivamis understands that even if we are to say that by Chamoisa La'achar Misa there is no Lav Vekores, but still by Bas Ishtei, one will have a Lav Vekores even though there is no Sreifa. So again, we have a tremendous Machlekes HaRishayim if according to Bekiva, if by Chamoisa La'achar Misa, is there a Lav Vekores or not? According to Rashi, there is no Lav Vekores. On the other hand, according to the Rambam, there is a Lav Vekores. As we find in Kivegra in the beginning of Yevamos, there is a tremendous nafkamina between the Shita of Rashi and the Shita of the Rambam as far as Tfisas Kiddushin in Chamoisa La'achar Misa. According to Rashi, that there is no Lav Vekores by Chamoisa La'achar Misa, for that reason Kiddushin will be Tefes in Chamoisa La'achar Misa, and Chamoisa La'achar Misa will not pater from Chalitza. On the other hand, according to the Rambam, Kiddushin will not be Tefes in Chamoisa La'achar Misa, and so too Chamoisa La'achar Misa will pater from Chalitza. In Tosfos Yevamos Daf Gimel Amud Aleph we find that in order to have the Iser of Isha Obito, one needs Nisuin. Since in the Pasuk of Ervas Isha Obito Isagala, the Pasuk uses the word Cher, for that reason one needs Nisuin in order to be considered Cher. In the Beis Meir and Ebenezer, Simon Tesval, we find that the Beis Meir asks the following to me on Tesis on the Gemara in Yevamos Daf Yitzayin in a Beis, that the Gemara says, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav Shmer Asyabam, Shemesa Motar Be'ima, Alma Kesavar Ein Zika, Rav Yehuda Amar, Shmer Asyabam, Shemesa Aser Be'ima, Alma Yesh Zika. The Beis Meir asks, according to the Shita of Tesis, just like Tesis understands, that as far as the Iser Basishte is concerned, one needs Nisuin in order to have the Iser Basishte, since the Pasuk says She'er, so too as far as Chamaisi, one should need Nisuin in order to have the Iser of Ervas Isho Bito Isagala. We learn out that as Hora for Chamaisi from Exer Shavav Zima Zima from the Pasuk of Ervas Isho Bito Isagala, and therefore one should need Nisuin in order to have the Iser of Chamaisi. And if so, what is pshat in this, that the Gemara Yevamos says, that if we are to say Yesh Zika, then there is an Iser in the aim of the Shemer HaSyabam. L'chair Zika is only considered Eris, and Zika is not considered like Nisuin, as we find in the Gemara Yevamos Daf Chav Tesam Beis. So to answer the Kasha of the Beis Meir, we find that the Achrenim answer the Kasha as follows, that even though one needs Nisuin in order to have the Iser of Ervas Isho Bito Isagala, but still, even without Nisuin, one has the Iser of the Aror Sheichev Im Chesantai. As far as the Iser, which is based on the Aror of Sheichev Im Chesantai, one does not need Nisuin, but rather with Kedushin by itself, one will have the Aror Sheichev Im Chesantai. And therefore, if we are to say Yesika, one will have the Iser, which is based on the Aror Sheichev Im Chesantai. But that is only if we are to understand that the Aror Sheichev Im Chesantai is a completely new Iser. And the Iser which is based on the Aror Sheichev Im Chesantai has nothing to do with the Iser of Ervas Isho Bito Isagala. Then one can say that one has the Aror even without Nisuin, but rather one has the Aror even with just the Kiddushin. But as we find, Rabbi Chaim Eizer and Ibn Ezer, Simon Yerauf brings down from the Tshuvas Bris Yaakov, that from the Bris Yaakov one sees that the Iser which is based on Aror Sheichev Im Chesantai is a hemshech of the Iser of Ervas Isho Bito Isagala, and it is a hemshech of the regular Iser of Chamaisai. And therefore, if we are to say like Tesis, that as far as the lav of Chamaisai, one needs Nisuin, so too, as far as the Iser which is based on Aror Sheichev Im Chesantai, one will need Nisuin as well. And therefore, to answer the Kasha of the Beis Meir, one has to say a different Malach, and one has to say that even though as far as the Iser Deraisa is concerned, one needs Nisuin, B'Midra Bonon, there is an Iser even with just the Kiddushin. That is Zechira, what one has to say in order to answer the Kasha of the Beis Meir on Tesis in Yevamos.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Myra McClamis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.